The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Veterans Day, let's honor the vets. Simple as that. How about a shout-out for a vet you love? Maybe a hometown hero, maybe somebody in your family, someone lost in the line of service, whatever. Honor their memory today. Honor their service today. Do me that favor. Pick up the telephone and call us on Veterans Day so we can really take this day and honor the vets. Take in a memorial service or one of the events that are happening. There's parades. There's events at cemeteries. There's SOS feeds. You know what SOS stands for, Todd?
Save our ship.
Well, actually, it's a kind of a chow they serve up a lot on Veterans Day. And, you know, SOS does mean save our ship, but this is a different meeting. Something on a shingle, but that's a family program, so I don't think that we can share what it is. But anyway, whatever.
Stuff on a shingle, there you go.
You know, it's a holiday, and, you know, I think, unfortunately, for a lot of kids out there, it's just a day to, you know, do something different. I've long thought we ought to have school on Veterans Day and just direct the curriculum at all of the freedoms we enjoy because of veterans. I'm not sure we do enough, but we can't fix that today, but what we can do today is honor veterans. So help us do that today, if you would. Tell us a story or two about a veteran in your family, or just a simple shout-out, just a very, very simple thing. Love to do that as we go throughout the program today. We mentioned yesterday a really neat project that is going on today. The Dakota Medical Foundation has set up a Support Our Veterans Fund. This is another way you can help vets. It's a nonprofit set up to support the emergency needs of North Dakota veterans and their eligible dependents with health care and urgent unmet needs, dental care, vision, hearing, housing, transportation for medical treatment, and other special needs. Not a lot of bureaucracy to this program. If vets need help, they get them help. So at midnight, early this morning, this started, and it goes until midnight tonight, the Dakota Medical Foundation is matching up to $5,000 in donations. All you need to do is go to impactgiveback.org, impactgiveback.org, and donate, and it helps North Dakota veterans. Simple as that. I'll give you an address in a little bit. You can mail a check, too. Or you can text NDVETS, those words, or the letters ND for North Dakota and VETS, V-E-T-S, just all one word, NDVETS, to 20222, and that'll allow you to make an easy one-time donation of $10 on your phone bill, okay? NDVETS to 20222, great way to honor our vets today as well. All right, here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. My name's Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. We're your happy host today for the Veterans Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with a couple of guys from the North Dakota Farm Bureau on whether or not a conservation measure could return to a future North Dakota ballot. You'd think after Measure 5 and the resounding defeat that'd be done, don't be so sure. We're going to find out about that. We are going to talk with the Veterans Service Officer of the North Dakota Department of Veterans Affairs to talk about this special event today going on for vets. And also, I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a community in Texas that recently passed a fracking ban. Texas! Figure that out. And we're going to talk to Chris Faulkner, the Chief Executive Officer of Breitling Energy Corporation, author of the recent book, The Fracking Truth, on that particular effort, the price of oil, the North Dakota oil boom, and lots today on the program. I want to spend the majority of the day honoring our veterans, so help us do that. Mark in Grand Forks is first to go today on the program at 800-228-0550. Mark, what's on your mind?
On a shingle. And I really think that the media and the politicians in America have turned Veterans Day into something on a shingle. They make a mockery of the sacrifice of our veterans, and I'll tell you why. Look at what's happening in Afghanistan and Iraq. We have the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, a.k.a. ISIS, are stronger than ever. in spite of the fact that we spent trillions of dollars, tens of thousands of Americans dead and maimed, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, the same organization, Afghanistan, they're called the Taliban, they're all one group, stronger than ever. Now, it's delusional to think that this is just an oops, as if the Americans, the leaders of America, really intended to take down the enemy, the bad guys. It's not an oops, see? We need to realize that nobody's that stupid. You can't spend trillions of dollars, spend 12 years fighting some ragheads in the desert and make them stronger, see?
All right, Mark, got your point, and I appreciate your passion. Let's try and just, rather than do a deep dive into policy today, just honor the vets, all right? Just honor the vets. Ed in Strasburg, you got a vet you want to honor?
No, but I got a clean definition for SOS for you.
Well, good. It's family friendly?
It's family friendly, yep.
Good, good, good. Let me have it.
I'm a retired sailor, so I know these things. SOS stands for chip beef on toast.
chip beef on toast. Okay, all right.
All right. Happy Veterans Day to all those out there, and thank you for your service.
Yeah, I hope they find a good feed of some of that chip beef on toast today, too. Yeah, exactly. Bob and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I just want to thank my dad. He's a World War II vet. He's 96 years old. I've had a couple brothers that also served, numerous uncles and cousins. And my hat's off to every one of those guys.
Is your dad still living?
Yes, he is.
Does he talk about World War II?
Not to me, he doesn't, but he does to my cousins that have been involved in the military, but yeah, he served in the South Pacific, and he just about 3 years ago, the governor and the adjutant general just gave him his football heart and some other medals that he didn't receive. So it was quite an honor for him.
Fantastic! That is really neat. Did he ever go on one of the honor flights by chance?
He was on the very first one. My younger brother took him out there. And he talks about that. He was pretty impressed with it.
That's awesome. That was one of the great honors of my life, to spend some time with our North Dakota World War II vets as part of Honor Flight. And I always wonder how many of those guys are still cranking out there. So good to hear an update. What's your dad's name?
Al Moser.
And Al's from where, Bob?
Bismarck.
All right. Appreciate the call, and thanks for the shout-out today. Blaine and Minot listening on 550 K-Fire. Go ahead, Blaine.
Just a shout-out to my son, Tim, my nephew, Tyler, and my brother-in-law, Neil. They're all veterans. The Army, both ones. My son's in the Army, my nephew's in the Marine Corps, and my brother-in-law just retired from the Air Force. So.
Now, your son and nephew, you said the younger ones, the most recent conflict with Operation Iraqi Freedom?
No, they haven't been out there yet, but they're still back here in the rear with the gear, you know.
They're in the rear with the gear, serving now.
Yeah, serving now. Still proud, you know.
No, you bet. Absolutely. And I think, quite honestly, it's an amazing testament that we have an all-volunteer force, even after threats of 9/11, people saying, send me. Pretty incredible. Glad you gave him a shout-out today, Blaine. Thanks a ton. We're honoring our veterans today on Veterans Day. Dave, somewhere out there in rural North Dakota, listening on 550 KFIRE. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Scott. Really appreciate it. I served over 20 years on active duty myself, and just want to give a shout-out to my fellow comrades in arms, who most of them I haven't seen since I retired 10 years ago. But I've got a very special friend. I don't know if he's listening to the radio, but he's one of the highest decorated World War II veterans in the state of North Dakota. His name is Milo Elgin. Very good friend of mine. I've had a chance to visit with him, and it was 7 years ago on Veterans Day. He and I had a very long conversation about all of the action that he saw in the European theater in World War II. And considering, you know, I don't want to try to get too political, but considering the social engineering that's going on in our United States military right now, it's very frustrating for me, and I really appreciate the men and women, the brave young warriors that are serving today. I think if anybody wants to honor a veteran, go find some of these older gentlemen and ladies that served during that time period. If you can, visit with them, see if they will talk to you. They sacrificed more than we can ever imagine. And I don't think people can even wrap their brains around the sacrifices those brave young men and women made. back in the 40s in all theaters of combat. And, you know, we're still seeing sacrifices today, but, you know, the generation that was lost is phenomenal. And I just wanted to say I appreciate everybody that has served and everybody that still is serving. And God bless America.
Where's Milo live, by the way, Dave?
Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
And Devil's Lake. All right. Shout out to Milo and the Devil's Lake. And he served when? What?
He served World War II. He's one of the highest decorated veterans in the North Dakota World War II vets. He just piles and piles of medals. He should have been killed more than once. Saved a platoon of people, and just a phenomenal, very, very humble gentleman. And he's in his 90s now, and age is catching up with him. But what an honor and a privilege to be able to meet a man like that, and just one of the best rewards of my life.
Just because you took the time to chat with him a little bit, it's good advice, Dave. Thanks very much for listening. John and Napoleon, Don and Minot, Jason on Highway 85. We're going to get to you next up. Others welcome. Shout-outs to the vets today. Give us a ring at 800-228-0550.
UTalk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, you get a
hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On a shingle. Okay. All right. Thank you, Denise. More advice on, or, you know, guidance, I guess, on what that SOS stands for. Appreciate that. By the way, if you have a business and you're doing something nice for a vet today, we'll give you a shout out, too. Somebody just said Culver's is doing free ice cream today for veterans. a fast food restaurant and some places in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. So, okay, Culver's, you got a free shout-out. I know there's others that are doing nice things, so if you are, let us know because we'd like to pass that along. John and Napoleon listening on 550K Fire. What's on your mind?
Oh, Scott. This is John. Okay, every soldier that did something special in the war got a special number. My number is 1931, and my it's right on my Army discharge, motor transportation foreman. Motor means trucks. Transportation, I'd have to take 10 trucks and take them up to Old Baldy. Old Baldy, that was assigned to me. Foreman, I was the foreman out of my regiment. I got to tell you, the last day in Korea, this is so true, God is my witness. The first sergeant said to me, Django, go take a truck and take 10 trucks and take a company up the front line, you know. And I knew where all them companies were. And usually I'd go up there maybe every day. I mean, that day at night time. At 1 o'clock, I'd start out. Anyway, it usually took about from 20 to a half an hour for them soldiers to come back. And I'd load them up in the way I'd went. My last day in Korea now. They went over the hill. They didn't come. They didn't come. They didn't come. And I prayed. I said, Lord, I know I'm in the right place. Then it took almost 3 hours. Here they come, you know. They heard something out then in the other side of the land, and they didn't come then. And then I had 7 trucks. They didn't tell me how to do this. I did this on my own. I'd let one truck go, and then 15, 20 seconds later, another one, then another one. I had 7 trucks gone, and lo and behold, North Korea really poured it in. And this is so true, God is my witness. I mean, not a rifle round. I'm talking about mortar rounds, you know. And then the captain come to me and he said, Sergeant, are we safe here? I said, sir, we're behind this big hill. The only way we'll get it if a plane would come over and drop some bombs. Otherwise, we're safe. Okay, then he just knew where to call. Now, our side, they threw some smoke bombs in there. And then that smoke was designed. It stayed off the ground about 5 foot tall, and then I said to the captain, okay, you take the front drop, but stay away. There's some holes there where them bombs landed, you know, the motor round. Stay on the left side at least 300-500 feet, you know, and I'm going to stay until the last truck comes out, you know. And guess what? None of my trucks got hurt, you know, and this is so, so true. Now, I got to tell you a really good one. I made Soldier of the Month, and I've got a bulletin board downstairs. I got over 100 pictures on there, and it tells what some of them pictures mean. I got to go down to Seoul. Which soldier can say something like this? I got to go down to Seoul. That was my third R&R. I got to shoot every weapon that the enemy had, 18 different guns, you know. This is so, so true. And I got pictures where I walked around Seoul. I took pictures where some bombs went in and blew the top off, and this one, he could talk pretty good English. Yeah, there was a dud. He went into that big building, that big bomb. You could see where the whole big hole is there. You can see it on my picture where the bomb went in, but it was a dud. You know, a dud means it didn't blow up. The building was okay, but I got many pictures where the buildings were blowing up. Which soldier can get, and there was a lot of snipers down there in Seoul, but I was a gutsy soldier. I got one picture where the police weren't even safe to walk around. They're sitting behind a 355 gallon barrels with a machine gun on top, and I walked around. Like they say, a picture's worth a 1,000 words, and I got over 100 pictures, you know. And well, now I gotta go back to Kochi Island. That's 30 miles from Korea. I was that soldier that found out there was a tunnel duct. Who can say something like that? And God is my witness from the bottom of my heart. There was this lieutenant. He goes, at that time I was a corporal. I was a Jeep driver at that time. And he goes, go fill your Jeep with gas. We're going to drive around the island. I said, my Jeep is always full of gas. When I come back, if I only get 2 gallons in, I fill it up so I make sure I don't run out of gas. We were the opposite side of this big hill. Again, God is my witness. It is so, so true. Anyway, I said, sir, look up the hill. They dug some water in here. This lieutenant said, driver, they have no running water. I said, oh, yes. When I was 17, I worked for a big farmer, and then 2 years before that, they dug some water, and you could see where the ground settled. So after we got back, this lieutenant just knew who to call. Some engineer company went up there and dug in there, down. Sure enough, lo and behold, here was a tunnel dug. And guess what? Where they on that big hill on the other side, we had a women's compound. This is so, so true. Anyway, the North Korean prisoners, that's where they duck in, and they come up in the women's compound. And the story went around, some Jeep driver found that tunnel. I got the credit for that. This is so, so true. From the bottom of my heart, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's precious. That is so precious, John. I appreciate you so much for sharing that story. I'm glad you got
I got a good one for you. If you ever come down to Napoleon, look me up. I mean, I got a lot of pictures to show, and I'll tell you one thing. I got card tricks that nobody can figure out, and I got some good card tricks.
I'll bet you do. So I just want to see the pictures, but I'll do the card tricks too. Hang on, John. We'll Spencer certainly get your information. But God bless you for your service and for sharing those great stories today, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. That's fabulous. Oh, my gosh. Emailer just said, these people and their stories are so, so precious. They really are. Really appreciate it. John and Napoleon, thanks a ton. Jason on Highway 85, listening on 550K Fire. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I enjoy listening to you guys' program out of Western South Dakota. When I come up with deliveries up in North Dakota, I just was doing these.
I'm kind of getting about every other word here, Jason. Let's see now. Can we hear you now?
I'm sorry.
You might know, after you've been waiting a while, you might know you hit kind of a rough patch here. I think I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. I looked on Facebook this morning when I woke up in my hotel up in Bowman, and my mom posted a collage picture of three generations of military service. And my family, and the first one was my grandfather on my dad's side served in the Navy on one of the destroyers in World War II. And then my dad was in the service in the Air Force in the late 70s, early 80s in Hahn, Germany, and that's where I was born, and he was transferred here to Ellsworth and Rapid, and that's where we stayed. And my brother is in the 235th National Guard out of Rapid City, and he serves as, and he's also a sheriff's deputy also. So I just say thank you to all the service members, the veterans, and the sacrifice, and for their families as well. I know they go through a lot when they go through these times of war and everything. So I just wanted to give my thanks to them.
Great suggestion, Jason, and you're absolutely right. Those families serve too in a big, big way. Good point. Appreciate the call, and sorry we didn't have the best connection with you, but a neat story that your mom is honoring all of you as well. Texas Roadhouse, Applebee's restaurants, and are giving free food for vets today. So those are two more on the goodies for vets today. And Great Clips as well. Free haircuts for active duty military personnel and veterans today. Free haircut. How about that? Don and Minor, I'll get you in on diesel prices when we come back. Plus, we're talking post-Measure 5. Stay tuned.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon from the What's on Your Mind program. And, you know, I'm all across the state of North Dakota traveling for What's on Your Mind. And whenever I head out, I fill up at PetroServe USA. Those are the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I love the 4-for-4 special every day, all day, your choice. Two cookies, start with that, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, and a 20-ounce drink or a coffee. Four items, $4 at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. They also have the Deli Express sandwiches. Great deal on those now. $2.99 to $3.59, Deli Express. Double XL charbroil with cheese, the Deli Express Double XL chicken with cheese, or the Deli Express barbecue rib, they're fantastic. Gardettos are $1.29 all month long. Swisher Sweets Gold Sticks are $1 off each pouch. The Barrel of Fun Chips, a 10-ounce bag, $1.99. And the Old Trapper Beef Jerky, 3 1/4-ounce packages, just $2.99. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better. Head to PetroServe USA and tell them Scott sent you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What, did Scott just walk off the show?
No, I'm live. I'm sorry. Just
I got this note that Scott's not even there. I'm like, well, I'm here. Pete's here. Honest and fight. Jeff is holding. I mean, we could all do the show without you if we absolutely had to, but it really wouldn't be the same now, would it?
Here's What's on Your Mind at 28 before the top of the hour with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. I am here, and we are brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Find out more about them at ndfb.org. Be sure to check out the membership benefits, too, including some great discounts on travel. Can't wait to take a whole group of farmers and ranchers from all across North Dakota to New York City in less than a month. Be heading out early in December. Looking forward to that, and they all save some bucks on that trip, so it's a good deal. Don and Mina, let's get you in here, and then we're going to welcome our guest from the Farm Bureau. Hello, Don. What's on your mind?
Okay, guys, real quick. My dad served in Okinawa back in the 50s. He was an air traffic controller for the Air Force. One of my nephews, many nephews, on my side is out in Korea right now. He's in the Army working to become airborne, and I served for 12 years in the Air Force. So, there. Got a question for you about diesel fuel. Why not? I'm not going to name the truck stop, but they went up somewhere between 25 and 30 cents a gallon. In from Thursday afternoon when I fueled up, it was like 3.79 a gallon, and it is now at 4.16 a gallon. And we talked to the bosses up there, the people who supposedly know everything, and they said that there's an oil diesel fuel shortage. And I went and talked to a supplier that works out of Crosby, he delivers to Crosby, and he laughed. He says, there's a diesel fuel glut. He says, I don't know why they raise their prices. He says, they're more expensive than Crosby is now. We're usually 10 or 15 cents a gallon cheaper. So I was just wondering if you guys have heard anything about this.
I've heard that it's gone up, but don't know the reasons behind it. They're worth digging into a little bit to find out what, you know, there's usually some explanation there. On why they do that, but I don't know the answer, and you're not the first to raise it, so it's just a good reminder. We should dig into it a little bit, and we will, okay?
Okay, sir. I appreciate it. So you guys have a good day then, all right?
Yeah, stay tuned. I'll even try maybe this afternoon on Energy Matters. We've got a couple open slots. Senator Rich Wardner's going to join us and talk a little bit about any impacts that might potentially come from the drop in the price of oil in the upcoming legislative session, including in that early session funding they're looking for infrastructure in the oil patch. But I'll try and get an answer, if not later today, on Energy Matters at some point this week on the program. Appreciate the call, Don, and thanks for your service, by the way, as well. We want to, throughout the program, continue to honor vets and welcome you giving us a ring to give us a shout-out. All right, we are joined today on the program by Jeff Missling and Pete Hannibal of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And Pete's the Director of Public Policy, Jeff, the Vice President with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And a little post-election analysis on measure number 5, and also to see what we make of the talk since that failed in a big way about bringing it back. But believe it or not, that actually has been the subject of some research that Ducks Unlimited has done in the wake of the failure. Say, well, why did you vote no? And talking about bringing it back with a smaller price tag, I guess, is the chatter we're getting. Anyway, Jeff's on the phone, right? Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well. How about you, sir?
Good. And Pete's in studio. Pete, nice to have you.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We probably spent more time during the lead-up to the election on Measure 5 than any other issue, largely because of the leadership of the North Dakota Farm Bureau on it, who ultimately were joined by a whole coalition of ag groups against it. And, Governor Dalrymple told us something rather interesting, Jeff, that at one point the polling suggested that that was on its way to a 30-point victory, some of the early polling, and to lose, by 60 points, so isn't it like 80-20, is a pretty dramatic swing. What do you make of what happened on election night on Measure 5?
It was very gratifying to see what happened, actually, Scott, and to see that common sense prevailed once again. It was nice to be part of the largest coalition of North Dakota-based groups and associations that I can ever recall working together on a single issue in opposing that measure. So I think you get a group of groups together that represent pretty much everybody in the state, and common sense prevailed.
Pete, how about you? What's your take?
Well, it was gratifying to be in a large group, and it just showed that the huge, huge majority, when we're talking 80-20, that's a pretty substantial majority. Huge majority of North Dakotans and the groups that represent them, whether it's a farm group like Farm Bureau or one of the other farm groups or even the business groups, all these groups that were opposing this showed you that our membership bases in each of our groups wasn't just the head office of all these groups. It was the rank and file members of all these groups. So when you get that kind of coalition together, it does represent all the people of North Dakota in a huge way. And it was a pretty overwhelming defeat for the folks who wanted to try to push this. And it showed that they did not have very much support in this state when it came down to it. And the people knew what the measure said and what the measure would do if it was enacted.
80-20 is just pretty much unheard of. And, Jeff, this was a race in which, yes, there was a coalition of ag groups and a pretty concentrated effort to address the issues. But as far as mailers and TV ads and radio ads and kind of typical campaigning, your side was outspent big time, right?
Definitely. I think when the dust settled, if it has now for a while, over $7 million of money coming in from outside the state to try to get that thing passed. And, there were mailers coming like crazy, filling people's mailboxes. And I guess if anything was proven, it's the fact that you can't buy North Dakota and you can't come in with these outside dollars and try to dictate how we do things in our state.
There is some news reports that suggest that they're planning another bite at the apple. And this is one thing I found rather interesting. The Ducks Unlimited leadership, Steve Adair, said some reference to the fact maybe it was too much money and we need to find out a way to put together some conservation programs from the surplus rather than from the taxpayers. Did you see that quote, Pete?
Yeah, I saw that, and I think our polling showed us early on that the voters of this state believe that the right amount of money to spend on this type of thing mirrors exactly what is in the Outdoor Heritage Fund already. And so we already have those funds out there. It's already taken care of. And those monies don't have to all be spent at once. They can be doled out with grants and things to buy land if necessary for a park or for other things that are conservation related, the things that the quote-unquote well, the proponents of this proposal said, you know, they thought they could do better than the system that's already there. That amount of money that the Outdoor Heritage Fund currently has is about what the taxpayers believe is accurate and the right way to do it and the right way of going about it with checks and balances from folks within North Dakota. And the fact that DU and Pheasants and some other groups would come back and say that we need to try this again to see if they can pull the wool over the taxpayers' eyes again, to me is just a lack of judgment, shows that they're a little bit out of touch with the folks in North Dakota. And if they wanted to find one way to alienate landowners in this state, that would be the way to do it, to get rejected at the polls 80-20 and then come back and say, we want a do-over because we didn't sell it the right way. You know, they're just going back to the well of alienating the landowners of this state, and I hope that Pheasants Forever and Ducks Unlimited members realize what their national organization is doing, realize that their national organization has gotten in bed with World Wildlife Fund, Audubon Society, groups that are anti-hunting. I hope these rank-and-file members in North Dakota start telling their organization, whether it's DU or Pheasants, that this is the wrong thing to do and to stop coming back to the taxpayers and trying to get their hands on the oil extraction tax.
Yeah, Jeff, here's the quote from the Valley News Live story. It says, Adair has said if the measure comes back, they would consider lowering the amount of funding requested and re-examine the land acquisition piece. He adds he wants to see more state parks funded by the state surplus and not taxpayers. That was quoting Steve Adair of Ducks Unlimited. Here's the head-scratcher for me. Isn't the state surplus funded by taxpayers?
Go figure.
It is ironic, Scott, when you hear the quote that we want to re-examine the acquisition of land piece, simply because when they were trying to sell this to voters, they had indicated that this is not going to be used to acquire land. And suddenly now we want to re-examine the acquisition of land. It was right on the ballot. When I signed my ballot, filled out my ballot, it simply stated these funds would be used for the acquisition of land for parks. And so I think there were a lot of misnomers, a lot of misinformation that was being spread. And Pete's exactly right. My concern right now, Scott, is the damage to the relationships between landowners and sportsmen that has been done. I have never seen in my 15 years of working for North Dakota Farm Bureau an issue or an effort that has done more damage to the landowner-sportsman relationship. And it's sad to see that because we've worked so hard to build those relationships over the years. And now to have, the arrogance to come back and to say, well, we're just going to keep taking shots at this until you give us what we want. I wouldn't want to be somebody going out to find land right now to hunt on if I'm a Ducks Unlimited member. And I've heard from a lot of producers. We talk to people every day, a lot of landowners, farmers, ranchers every day, who say they're going to use the DU membership as a screening process now for either allowing people to hunt or not.
I've read an unbelievably scathing editorial this weekend in the forum of Fargo Moorhead. I guess it was a column by the editorial page editor Jack Zaleski characterizing the legacies of Measure 5 as lies, writ large and told often, carrying the day. He said, yes, lies, that's the word. It's a fair characterization of the manner in which opponents of Measure 5 conducted themselves. Oh, they will be frightfully indignant that someone would dare impugn their integrity. Give it up. I've been covering politics and campaigns in North Dakota for 40 years. This one was a down and dirty low. The evidence of a carefully crafted, very expensive, and ultimately successful campaign of lies is transparent. What'd you make of this, Pete?
Well, I'd say that Jack hit it right on, but he blamed the wrong people for the lies and the misrepresentations of the truth there. If he wants to blame the coalition that defeated this for the lies, then he's a little off base because you can see the overwhelming amount of money that came from the other side. You can see that they downplayed the land, and now they're talking about the land again. All the things that we as a coalition predicted they wanted to do with this are the things they were working on. I don't understand how Jack misreads it so badly that he thinks that the side that prevailed and the taxpayers were wrong on this and the other group was right.
More on the other side of the break with our guests from the North Dakota Farm Bureau today on What's on Your Mind. Your call's welcome, too. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Shields. So let it snow.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We love to find out, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Nathan, who farms at Glaston, wants to talk about the issue of big data as it relates to farmers. Nathan, tell us.
Production agriculture is rapidly changing due to the increased use of precision technology. Some types being used today include monitoring weather on a field-by-field basis, applying fertilizer in zones to avoid unnecessary excess application, and yield mapping to understand and identify the most productive areas and fields. Farmers are becoming concerned about the privacy of their data because third-party companies help producers collect and process that information. That private data could be used to speculate in markets and cause artificial price changes for inputs and commodities. Farmers need to be careful when choosing a company to collect and process their information. The company should have a stated privacy policy where the data is owned solely by the farmer and not sold or released without permission from the farmer.
Makes sense. Thanks, Nathan, for the info. Find out what's on the minds of other farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. More of our conversation with Pete Hannibal and Jeff Messling from the Farm Bureau. Doing a little post-op on Measure 5 here today on the program. In the meantime, Dustin Wilson, listening on KTGO, wanted to get a shout-out to a vet. Go ahead, Dustin.
Hey, I got two shout-outs, and I'll try to make it quick for you. I'm a Marine Corps vet, spent 4 years combat deployed, was infantry, and did 2 deployments. And in my time, there are 2 vets that come to mind for me that really made an impact on me, one after service and one in service. Now, I was deployed in Iraq in 2008. During that time, there was a suicide vest attack during a key leader engagement meeting with the locals. And the battalion commander, sergeant major, and a bunch of other guys were there who were killed, unfortunately. The sergeant major, though, he wasn't killed. Sergeant Major Patrick Wilkinson was a Marine. He walked the walk. He talked the talk. He was both firm and had a Marine attitude, but at the same time, it was almost like he was just one of the guys. Now, Sergeant Major Wilkinson, he was retired after he after his incident, and he's just been a great guy. And he lost a leg, but I wanted to give a shout out to him. And one of the guys that was that I'm friends with, Corporal Alex Zinsky, he was in a IED attack in Afghanistan in 2009, and he lost one of his legs and spent, I think it was 40-something days in a coma. But this guy has gone on to become a star. I mean, he's an underwear model, a one-legged underwear model. And
that's a great story.
I mean, he's an attractive guy. So, you know, and he takes care of himself. You know, he's very fit, and he's just he's turned everything around and beat losing his leg.
What's his name, Dustin?
Alex Minsky. If you Google the guy, you won't even get through his first or last name, and he'll come up.
Yeah, that's great. Great stories. Thanks for sharing. Glad you did that today, Dustin. Appreciate it very much, and welcome others to do the same throughout the program today to give a shout-out to vets and hometown heroes. Get a post on our Facebook page about it as well. Continuing our conversation with the North Dakota Farm Bureau's Jeff Messling and Pete Hannibal, the governor, you know, I don't know, a month or so before the election, came out with a plan to say, hey, you know, here's a conservation and parks plan that makes sense. Jeff, where's the Farm Bureau at on that? Is that a better bite at this apple?
It's a little, looking back now on how things have played out, especially, it's a little unfortunate that that there's this habit of making promises to groups thinking that they'll go away and quiet down. It's very troublesome for our farmer and ranch members out here. In fact, we get comments all the time about people saying what the Outdoor Heritage Fund offers is too much, and we need to scale this back even. So to just think that we can throw money at problems and they're going to go away is a fallacy. And so I think our organization, I know we look forward to a discussion this weekend at our annual meeting about issues like this, because I know it frustrated our members at the time when the governor came out and tried to become part of the discussion. And again, I just think when you try to pay off people and buy your way out of problems, it never results in a good situation.
And, of course, the bottom line, Pete, we only have about a minute left here, but the bottom line is there is a heritage fund for the very purpose of all of these needs, right?
There is, and I think there are 2 take-home messages in all of this. First is that the measure itself was not about clean water, wildlife, or parks. It just had to do with the land grab and the money. And secondly, the big important message is the message that legislators take from this,
They're smart enough to realize that when the measure goes down 80 to 20, they understand that the voters of this state do not support this kind of thing, and there's no need to go down that road any further and try to buy off the environmentalists or these other groups by throwing money at the problem. The voters have spoken and told us in an 80-20 way that we don't need more of this. The Outdoor Heritage Fund is sufficient for what our state believes they need.
Interesting. All right. Well, we're going to follow this very closely. The voters certainly have sent a strong message here, so everybody ought to pay attention to that. And I think they did in no short order due to the leadership of the North Dakota Farm Bureau on this whole thing. Gentlemen, thanks for the time. Appreciate the update. Chat again
Thank
soon,
you.
Okay?
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
More What's on Your Mind coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nassett of Nessa Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nessa Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nessa Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessaConsulting.com. That's NessaConsulting.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.